The immediate past president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries, CZI, for Manicaland Region, Henry Nemaire, told the parliamentary outreach meeting discussing the bill in Mutare today that companies will resist moves to tax them before recapitalization. Parliament's Budget, Finance and Investment Promotion Committee is going around the country and leading discussions with the business community and ordinary Zimbabweans for their input on the bill before it is presented to the House for debate next Tuesday. Nemaire told Webashinyaza-led committee that it would be detrimental to unilaterally tax firms that are underperforming following a decade of economic hardships in the country.
Of finance, to also simultaneously tell you what the tax rates applicable to this regime are going to be, so that your constituencies, us, can plug in onto our computations and see the full impact on an already ailing industry. My second point is exactly that, the ailing industry. Right now in Mutare, we have a catastrophe. I think Honorable Kawanzama will confirm to you later on. The situation within industry is catastrophic. But everyone else is continuing with business as usual. NASA is recently reviewed, well, would like to, but we're going to resist thoroughly. And if it means for the first time company executives will go on a toy in the roads, will do it. They have decided to unilaterally increase taxation on an already ailing industry. We cannot continue with business as usual, especially between now and possibly in the next 12 months. Industry is limping in Mutare. And if you can count companies that are surviving now, maybe 5, maybe 6, the rest are on their knees. We cannot continue with business as usual in the next 12 months.
He said there was need for the government to ensure housing allowances between civil servants and their counterparts in the private sector are the same. He said current legislation favors government employees when compared to private sector employees. Nemaire said the new income tax bill should address the issue of taxation on company vehicles for executives, lunches for employees, and exemption on taxing foods handed out to workers.
Companies are providing lunches to their employees, and that is a very good thing. And those lunches help us to raise productivity. And where we have stopped those lunches, we have seen productivity going down. So we are insisting that the minister, the legislator, should not tax those lunches, because they are not five-course meals, honorables. They are just basic lunch of beans and salsa, basic lunch of beans and vegetables, basic lunch of beans and third-grade economy beef. They are not five-star, they are not five-course meals. There's no dessert, there's no starter, and so forth.
Sondon Mgaradziko of the MDC-led Professor Oshwe Nwe said the income tax bill seeks to reap where the government did not sow. He said it is surprising that the government has refused to grant Zimbabweans living in the diaspora an opportunity to vote, but is in the bill eager to tax them.
I think the bill is being unfair to Zimbabweans in the diaspora, because Zimbabweans in the diaspora, we all know they have been denied the right to vote, to exercise their constitutional right. I mean, their right to be Zimbabweans. But now we follow them up and say, pay taxes because you are Zimbabwean. At the same time, we have refused them to be Zimbabwean. And again, the government should not try to benefit, to reap where it did not sow, because these people struggled on their own to go to school, to educate themselves, to go to the diaspora, to find jobs, and we follow them up to say, pay taxes. I think that is very unfair.
Mutare resident and member of the Mabambokusile Dawn Party, MKD, George Hukwimwe, says the tax bill has to be totally revised, saying it is impractical to implement, especially with only a few viable companies in the country, Mutare in particular.
Nyaya income tax bill is a very sensitive issue. Our industries are closed, and the industries are closing every day. So that being the case, our teacher kwaniseba kutiti vanhu vari kutaxwa kudhara varamba vachitaxwa. Tikatarisa nyaya ma allowances kuti ma allowances anotaxwa. That thing should be done away with. kuzi andiona kuti rinokwanisa kutibatsira zvakakwana ndipamusana kuti vanhu vedu havana bamari yacho vari kutotambura kudaro.
The committee proceeds to Mashingo and Bulawayo, says Chinyadza. He adds contributions from ordinary people and the business community would put before parliament next week. From meetings held so far, it seems like the new income tax bill is not receiving support from ordinary people. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Amoyo.